We are on Sadi Tes Amud Beis, a few lines down after it says the Gemara, where the Gemara is going back to the question of Kohenes Shinis Arif, right? So that case, the case where the Kohenes, so she's her child is mixed up with the child of the Shifcha, right? So we don't know if the child is a Kohen, their child is an Eved, right? So one of the things the Gemara mentioned was that those two children, they take Chelik Echad. So the Gemara says, Chelik Echad, Pshita, obviously they're going to take Chelik Echad, only one of them is a Kohen. There's no Havimina. They're going to take more than one amount of Truma. They're not two Kohanim. They only come like one, meaning it's only when they come together. Look at Rashi. If you look at Rashi,
in the white lines in the bottom,
three lines down in the white lines at the bottom. It's for Chilik Echad, Mashma Shal Kol Echad. So rather, Chilik Echad, Imbo Shnehem Al Hagorin, Nos Nahem. Right? It's only if they come together that you give them one. Aval Zeh Belo Zeh Ein Chokin Lahem. But if they come without each other, they don't get it at all. Right, the Kasavah in Chokin Shumala Evet Alim Kain Rabo Imam. We're going to talk about it in a second, because the implication here is that they hold from the opinion that we won't give Shuma to an Evet unless his mat, meaning if the Evet of a Kohen gets the Truma, right? But the point being that we're not going to go ahead and give the Evet unless the Kohen's present. So the idea of giving chelik echad, it's not that they're giving one amount, but they're only giving them ke'echad when they show up together, because we don't give the eved by himself, and each one of them is a suffix that he's an eved, right? So it says the Gemara, says Tanan Kamanda Amar. So you see that our Mishnah holds like the opinion ein chokin shum la eved ela im kin rabo imo, right? So you see that our Mishnah, which is saying you only give them a chelik ke'echad, right? You only give them when they show up together. So you see, it's of the opinion. Like this tzad that says that we only give truma to an eved if the master is there as well. We wouldn't give it, meaning, because the point being that, again, not that one of them is the master of the other, but the point being that each one of them is a suffolk eved, in which case you wouldn't be able to get, they wouldn't be able to collect on their own. If they're both there, then one of them is for sure a kohen. This sign, as we have a brace that says, Rabbi Huda is in the opinion, we won't give truma to an eved unless his master is present. Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Koyachol Shiyomar Im Kohen. You could give it to him. Why? Because he could say, Yachol Shiyomar Im Kohen Ani Tenuli Bishvil Asmi. If I'm a Kohen, give it to me because of me. V'im Eved Kohen Ani. And if I'm the Eved of a Kohen, Tenuli Bishvil Rabbi. So then give it to me because of my master, who's a Kohen. So Rabbi Yossi is saying, we don't care that he's an Eved, per se, because if he's an Eved, he's the Eved of a Kohen. So either way is going to work. So you should give it to him. Manav Shach, you should give it to him. So you see that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold from this opinion. But the bottom line is, since our Mishnah holds that you only give it to them when they're both present, you see our Mishnah seems to hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. So these opinions actually have play an important role, the Gemara is going to say now, in terms of how we identify individuals who show up and what that's going to do for their identity in general. So, b'mkomosh Rabbi Yehuda, hayu malin mitruma liyuchzin. So, in Rabbi Yehuda's city, they would attribute the fact that somebody was collecting truma to the fact that they were miyuchas, so that they were a kohen, right? They would kind of connect the two. Why is that? Because Rabbi Yehuda, again, because Rabbi Yehuda is born machmir, and he says that you can't give to an Eved unless the Kohen, his Rebbe's present, so then in his master's present, so then in their city, what would happen? If the person was collecting, what did you know about him? Must be he's a Kohen, right? Otherwise you would have no idea, right? Otherwise you wouldn't be collecting. So in the city of Rabbi Yehuda, where they're more machmir, right? They're more machmir and more careful to make sure that the people who were collecting were only Kohanim. If you were collecting, then we could assume that you, Taka, were a Kohen. Rabbi Yossi city, right? The fact that someone was collecting didn't mean anything about them being considered a Kohen. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, the Eved of a Kohen can also collect. So because of that, the fact that a person was collecting Truma did not mean that I could assume that they were necessarily a Kohen. Fine. So Tanya Amar Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok. So Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok says as follows. Mi yamai lohi adati. He said, there was, Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok said, look, I've never really stood in, I never really showed up to Beis Din to give testimony, it never really happened in my life, but one time, I did show up, and I did give testimony. Ve'he'elu eved l'kahuna alpi, and because of my testimony, a person who was an eved became, counted as a kohen, which is a mistake, right? That's bad, right? So he said, but because of my testimony, an eved was treated like a kohen. Okay, Gemara says, "Helu sakadadach." Really, you think that it actually happened? Hashda behem san shal tzadikim ena kadosh baruch hu maybe takala yadon tzadikim atzman lakoshegain. It's a concept in general that even the animals of tzadikim, right? Hashem doesn't make them, doesn't bring mistakes, by way of the tzadik's animal. So the tzaddik himself, certainly, we assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make big mistakes happen by them. We have a rule in general, like Megaglin Zechus HaYedei Zakai, right? That when something good's going to happen, so you let it happen through the hands of a person who's zocha to it, right? Through a good person. So same thing, and we don't allow allow negative things to happen through people who are not worthy. So the idea that some tzaddik like Rav Elazar ben Tzadok, that because of him, we would do something so bad that an Eved would be treated like a Kohen, which is a disaster, right? It's a disaster in terms of his children, who is he going to marry, etc. There's a lot, so many problems that could happen because of that mistake. So to think that happened because Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, that's very, very difficult for us to imagine. Okay, so Ela Ema Bikshu Lahalos Eved Lakuna Alpi. So no, it wasn't that they actually did turn an Eved, like treat an Eved like a Kohen, but they wanted to. Right? They wanted to take my testimony and turn the Eved into a Kohen. What happened? Because Chaza Basre to Rabbi Yossi, he says, because I was in a place, right? I was in Rabbi Yossi's town. In Rabbi Yossi's town, like we said, anybody can go ahead, the Eved can also collect Truma. So I thought, that person must be a Kohen because he was collecting Truma. I didn't realize where it was. Right? Va'azal va'asid Basre to Rabbi Yehuda. And then I went and I gave the testimony in Rabbi Yehuda's town. And in Rabbi Yehuda's town, if someone's collecting, what does it mean? It means they're a Kohen. We can assume they're a Kohen. So that was the mistake that took place. But in the end of the day, they didn't actually accept it, and that's why, it was possible, but it didn't actually happen.
This assumption that the Kohen is allowing his Eved to collect the Truma, presumably, if you have an Eved, they're working for you.
Working for you, yeah. Right. But I guess the point is that in the end of the day, an Eved is still an autonomous person.
You can't touch the Truma because it's...
Well, the Eved can actually eat Truma. So the reason it's a chumrah is the fact that the Eved can, he, like you said, he's like the messenger of the Kohen. He works for him. Everyone knows, oh, you're the whatever, Khan family Kohen. Everyone knows you. So and the Eved eats Truma. Right? He's allowed to eat Truma because he's part of the family. Right? He lives in the house. So he's allowed to eat Truma also. So, it's only because of this concern that people are going to make a mistake about who's who and think that he's really a Jew. But that was the concern. But the reason is more confusing is because he really is allowed to eat it. So another reason why you'd think it'd be permissible. Fine. But now, so now the Gemara is going to talk about people who are not allowed to collect for some of these reasons. So Tana Rabbanan. And again, a lot of these people are people who otherwise are permitted to eat Truma, but we don't allow them to be the collector. So Tana Rabbanan Asara, Ein Chokin Lehem Truma Bebeis Agronos. So there are 10 people who we don't allow, distribute Truma to them at the Beis Hagoron. Again, the threshing floor where they would, they would give out the, where they would go out, give out the Truma. So these 10 people were not allowed to collect. So who are they? Ve'elohen, Cheirish, right? A person who's deaf. So it doesn't mean someone who's just hard of hearing. I mean, a Cheirish in those days, right, was a person who, because they were like, they're typically deaf mute, and they would be unable to learn, unable to communicate, and typically were considered mentally incapacitated to a certain extent. A Shota also is a person who, again, doesn't have the mental capabilities. and are not chayav in mitzvahs for that reason. V'katan, a child, tumtum v'andragonos, right? A person either who has their genitalia totally covered up, or a person or an individual who's born with both. Via Eved, or an Eved, via Isha, or a woman, via Arel, someone who is a Kohen who didn't have a bris milah. The assumption is that Arel isn't just someone who didn't have bris milah in general, but he was like a Rashi, four lines to the bottom, how Arel, just Kabbali, Isha is Ashes Kohen, right? She also eats Shuma, right? But she's, that's Isha. Via Arel, Kohen Shemesu Achiv Machmas Milah, right? So the halacha is if a child is born and has a bris, and they die from the bris mila, and then they have another child, and that child also dies from bris mila. So the way that the halacha is, the next child that's born is actually not allowed to have bris mila. You don't give him bris mila because you're concerned that maybe, you know, the same thing will happen to this child. Those days probably because like hemophilia, things like that. But so in Ariel here, it means not because they refuse to do it, but because he's not allowed to have bris mila, but still has the status of an Ariel. Back to the Gemara, via Tamei. And someone who's Tamek, he's not allowed to eat Truma. Venose Isha She'ena Hogenesla. Or a Kohen who married a woman who is not permitted to him. Like, for example, he marries a Grusha or a Chalutza. So all these individuals are not allowed to collect Truma. Fine. So the Gemara says, why is that? So Bishlama Chayre Shot of a Katan. I understand if it's a Chayre Shot of a Katan, La B'nei De'anino, right? They don't have Das. And since they don't have das, so I can understand why they are, not supposed to collect the Rashi on the bottom. The lab and Danin or the bottom Rashi vizilusa de truma lachalik lahem begorin la'ein kol. Interesting, right? Meaning they're allowed to eat truma. They're the children of a kohen, right? So eating truma is permissible for them, but somehow to give them the truma rather than giving it to the other kohanim who are present is considered like, you know, now to give it out to the 9-year-old who's sitting there when you have adult Kohanim who are standing around. So I understand why you're not going to give it to them. Again, maybe it's also because like they are, again, they're, they sit at the table of their father. So like what, you know, to have them collecting rather than the adults, so that doesn't really make sense. Again, you could have imagined a scenario where everyone would send their children to collect Truma on their behalf, but clearly that's not what happens. And remember also, when someone's giving out Truma, they're fulfilling a mitzvah, so it could be like that part of the process, like to give it out to an adult kohen was considered like the mechubad way to do the mitzvah. So the bottom line is, the Gemara said, I get it. Chayre shot v'katan, I get it. Not b'nei, so I understand why you're not going to, give it out to them. Tumtum v'andragonos nami birya b'fnei atzman, you know, right? And also tumtum v'andragonos, as we know, they have like kind of this suffix status, suffix man, suffix woman. And that's where they're called a birya b'fnei atzman, like what Rashi says, v'habizilus of the kachim, right? They're not, it's not clear what they are. And therefore, again, it's considered like a zilzul to give out the truma specifically to them. But again, you can give it out to someone who is, we know exactly who they are, their status is uncertain. To give it to someone like that is more appropriate, like for the mitzvah point. Okay. Evanami, Dilma Asilasu, give me truma, l'yuchsin. Right, and an Eved, we've already discussed. The reason Eved is not the right person to give the Truma to, because again, maybe people make a mistake and think because he's collecting Truma, they're going to think that really he's a Kohen. Okay? But Arel, and remember, by the way, also in Eved Kanani, they did mitzvos in those days, right? In Eved Kanani, wasn't like some person who's totally not Jewish. In Eved Kanani, they would go to the mikvah and they would have a status of, they keep mitzvos, all the mitzvahs that women had to keep, Vadim had to keep. So like, in Eved was really keeping mitzvos, so it's much more possible they would, you know, confuse them with a Jew. V'tamei mishum demeisei, and a tamei and a person is tamei also. It's because it's like it's mice. It's not appropriate. It's like gross. Again, because the person is tamei, they're not allowed. The person is tamei is not allowed to eat shum even. I mean, they would eventually be able to eat shum again, but not then. Okay. But no se ishish en hogenes lo, and no se ishish en hogenes lo mishum klasa. Right, a person who is married a woman who is not appropriate to him, that I totally understand. That's a knas, right? That's a penalty for the fact that he went ahead and married someone he's not supposed to marry. But Ela Isha, my time alone, the only person we don't understand of all these 10, why is the woman excluded? So says the Gemara, Pligi Bar of Papa Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua. So we actually, I think we saw this Gemara a long time ago. Yeah, we did. On Daf Pevav. So it was a machlokas between Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua. Charam mishum karusha v'charam mishum yichud. So one said the reason why a woman is not allowed to collect truma is because of the concern of karusha, meaning, look at Rashi, mishum karusha on the top, on the right side, shema yigrashena baila v'hizara v'lo yade inshi upalgila, right? So she always goes to collect, right? The woman's constantly coming back, coming to collect the truma for herself and her husband. Okay, and we're used to seeing her, oh, yeah, sure, Mrs. Khan, so nice to see you. You know, here's your truma for you and your husband. And then what happens one day? They get divorced. And she continues to show up. Yeah, maybe she comes to show up not even realizing that she has no halacha, that once she's divorced, she's not allowed to eat truma anymore. And she keeps showing up. And they keep giving her truma, assuming that it's that's permitted. So the fact that her status is changeable, right, and it could change without people knowing about it, we don't allow her to collect. That's one possibility. Okay? And the other possibility, v'chadam mishum yichud. No, a different issue. Because of yichud, right? Because she's gonna show up and she's going to, you know, maybe there aren't the people around, etc. Now you have a woman coming to collect from the Beis HaGora, and when maybe there's just a man there, and you're gonna have a problem of yichud, the two of them being there by themselves, and that's the reason why we don't allow the isha to come. I mean, no problem of, you know, we'll find out if she's divorced. That's not a concern. But because of yichud, we don't want women showing up to a place where there are only men and having a problem of yichud. Okay, so my benayu, what's the nafka mina between the two? I mean, at the end of the day, we said it's us for we don't give out to women. So what's the nafka? Who cares what the reason is? If it's because of yichud or if it's because of grusha? So my benayu, two cases. Ike benayu ki dare b'dimekarev lemasa, right? V'lo shchicha behu inshi. Right, one case. Let's say she lives in a place that is the goren's in a place that's close to the town, but there aren't a lot of people there. So Rashi, the mekarv lemasa, mishum grusha leka ta samach lemasahu v'yadela. Right. So if it's near the town, it's near where people live, so people know. Right. If someone gets divorced, they would be aware that that happened, and they would know that she's divorced. So v'yadela grusha hi. They would know she was divorced because they would recognize her. They know her from the city, so they would know who she was. Meaning, it's an area that is it's close to the town, so they would know her status, but it's still a relatively isolated area, so that there'd be a concern for yichud. So again, that'd be one nafkamina, a place where the concern of grusha is not a concern, but the concern for yichud is real. Okay.
Presumably, right, you didn't need the last half of that. You only need the first half, right? Because even if it was in a place that was... that a lot of people didn't go to, we still have that issue.
You're saying all you need is a place that is isolated.
Right.
I mean, that's true. That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Inami, the merachak v'shechichi ba'inshi. Right? The other possibility, and this one you do need both, right, is where it's a place that's farther away from the town, right? And therefore, since it's farther away, everyone doesn't know everybody, right? There's lots of people you don't recognize, right? So it's not so surprising. But shechichi ba'inshi, but there are a lot of people there. Right, so since there's a lot of people coming in and out, so then I'm not concerned for yichud, but because it's far away, there is the concern you're not going to know her status, and therefore there would be concern about her being that she's divorced. You wouldn't know about it. So the bottom line is because these two, you know, that'd be nafka mina into two opinions. But the bottom line is the halacha is that just like part of these 10 people, the woman is included as well as an individual who's not allowed to go collect at the base of the garden. We'll stop here and pick up next week.